ساقی جلد سے مجھ کو اے بیماری
possible to myself to do justice to these beautiful words of Hazrat. They are not just words, it's the cry of the heart. To translate the cry of the heart is not possible for the human tongue. But those that are ashiq Rasulullah like our Hazrat Wala, they understand those EFTs of heart to heart that is coming through. For us, the only words of Allah can give us the reality, inshaAllah. Mursi said that Khaz dua. Hazrat explained that this is a dua, a request of dua for my beloved Shaykh and Mursi, my guide. And this also to form a habit to write to our Shaykh a request of dua also. Not to become mustaghni and mustaqim with God. That alhamdulillah I have reached a certain level that I have khilafat and I have majlis. People are asking me for dua now. So I don't need to ask my Shaykh for dua. They are muhtaj in dua. Till our last day. We don't know whose dua will get accepted, especially we have yaqeen and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That through the barakat and the tawajjuh and du'a of our Shaykh, you will reach out this condition if you make the effort also. So to make the effort, and it says, now once in a while, go phone the Shaykh and ask for du'a. Write an email and that du'a that khas, please make du'a for me. That shows our humility also. Taqiyah, jam ulfat fi ilade. Hazrat says that taqiyah, that oh the cupbearer of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me to drink from your love. And this we have this in our hearts that the cup bearer that will give us to drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Shaykh. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filled in the heart of that love and the muhabbat, the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will open our heart. Allah ta'ala will fill our heart also. That oh the cup bearer of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me to drink also. May the islah fi bi du'ade. And also make dua for my islah and my reformation. That we ask also dua from our murshid and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, make our complete, our kamil, mukammal islah. Make a complete and perfect islah of ours. Such an islah, such a bond, such a rabz with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nothing can break it. As one ustad used to tell us, we should not be our taqwa, is also plastic. How did everything break? Taqwa also break sometimes. Sometimes in the plane taqwa breaks, sometimes at the airport taqwa breaks. So how to take care of our eyes every year we go so our taqwa remains intact. And we find our mashaykh, it is just practically also that the kamil mukammal al-islah every step of the life, how to take care of their heart. Because Allah Ta'ala has instilled in their heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just this morning we had the good fortune of going to the airport meeting Hazrat Wala. The few moments Hazrat Wala, I was standing in front of him and he took it towards the wall. I turned around to see where the lift is there. I see this is a plane wall. And I remember Hazrat Ghala thought of that at the airport also. Also faced the wall of the airport so another doesn't fall under their mahram woman. So basically you see in this zamana also, every zamana Allah will create the sadiqeen. So we can remain in the company and learn from them practically. We are doing ghafla to just sit on the chair looking around everywhere. And then in the age already past our age, still they're looking, taking care of the eyes they have. Mere Mawla se mushku milade and O my Shaykh, make it possible for me to be connected to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we are here for. So that through the mashayikh and through the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will connect us. Many people are asked, why go directly? Why should we go via a certain person? We should go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, with a simple cell phone, when the SIM card is down, the connection is down, how parishan we are. The little small SIM card making so parishan, they go through the SIM card now, they connect it to the whole world. So we can imagine now when it comes to the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what connection they will give us. That the whole world is beyond the world. To the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that connection he will give us. All gunahu ki mujhko chhura de. And oh my Allah, oh my Shaykh, that also make it possible for me to leave out all sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us also by staying in the company of the pious people, they will make living out sins enjoyable. They will enjoy it. You can say it becomes like a game. That ya Allah, there were some temptations on the way. But I remember the words of my Shaykh. That person now who robbed the bank for R1 million and is building castles in his mind, that now I've got the loot with me. And somebody phones and tells him, the police are on your tail. They soon going to pick you up, they got you already checked. He says, now all the castles he was building have all now shattered and broken down. And he's running for his life. One time he was so happy in the disobedience, breaking the law of the country and stealing. And now he looks for a place to hide the loot of his. So he finds a manhole that is open, and he thanks the person who opened it also, and he throws the money into it. And now he's even more happy after losing the money. Then the police is swooping, and he's standing there like an onlooker. What happened? Now he's even more happy, he lost the money. Hazrat Allah says, when the awliya will teach him how to leave out sin and get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be even more happier for us. We think now in the sins of Allah, in the sins and the ma'asiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is enjoyment. But there is no enjoyment. Enjoyment is when a person now will find the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and living out the sins will become easy for him. Mushku nafratu ruhar ma'asiyat se. This also to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah create in my heart nafrat and dislike and hatred for disobedience. And this is the mafhum of the dua in the Quran Sharif. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu bi qulub wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wa al-fusuq wa al-asyan. Allah unify my heart with iman and make your disobedience and sin abhorrent to me that I hate it. A very beautiful Allah teaches us, and he says also that we got sins to be even more filth and impure and smelly than feces and stools. And the person is involved in sins and is in that moment of ma'asiyat and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he's applying to himself urine and stool. But even worse than that, even worse, if a person has put on himself, even his own wife won't be next to him. So imagine now, when a person now has to leave sin, has to purify and put the ikar of the ita'at and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon himself, and he affects the malaika also. Ruh ko meri aisi dawa de. I'll also give my ruh such a dawa also, through which I will be able to read out the ma'asiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ho taqala agar ma'asiyat ka. Ho taqala agar ma'asiyat ka. And oh my Shaykh, if there is any taqala and demand of sin that comes into my heart. He also wants to Allah says, don't ever think now the nafs to become pious, that my nafs will become an angel. That is not going to trouble me anymore. The nafs is very sharp and very sly. Because when a person puts his guard down, that is when now the snake will take out his head to bite. They want to laugh, you know, that things that always check yourself. Don't even think now that I have reached the alhamdulillah, and nothing will happen to me. And together with that also to understand that the qaza of ma'asiyat and sin will come into a person's heart. Many a talib al-islah person on the path of suluk will feel that how come I'm doing so many programs, I'm sitting in the program with my shaykh, and I'm making so much of effort, but then to the same taqaza guna is coming in my heart over and over and over again. So as I explained to you, this is normal, the taqaza will come. And the person now will have so much taqaza and demand of sin in his heart, that for him to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easier because he has to suppress, as if now he has a very, very strong springboard. Because he has so much of taqaza. So if he will dabaw and he will suppress it, you can imagine how high you will climb. Compared to the person who doesn't have it. The Hakim Sahib Rahimah explained that the person who has the taqaza is being out on the streets, towards, etc. That all these avenues of sins and all these so far beautiful women of the world, Sharia, they are not beauty, it's all just makeup. So every one of them will mitai ki dukaan. Every one of them will mitai ki dukaan. The person puts his gaze down, he's opening one dukaan and mitai in his heart one by one. Allah Ta'ala will increase it. Till he finds a sweetness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqaza of the ma'asiyat will come. Fawna maghloob. That it should not be, O my Allah, that I become also overwhelmed by these taqaza and demands of sin. It should not be that I lose hope completely and my guard is down and I can't come up again. Many a person says that today I tried my best, but as soon as I went to the office, already I let my gaze down, my guard down, and I just did the holy goal again. Because I couldn't control my eyes. So we advise him and we say that take each one as a separate match. Don't be like you lost the first match, so you lost the league. But take each one individually. Alright, Shaitan throws you the first one, but don't let the second one also be the same. See, this next one now, I protect myself, this certain woman is some wound of me, whatever the market may be. But take each one individually for the day. First of all, take the first one, you will lose the battle, you see the day is gone. I'll just tell you, go with the flow. But take each one individually, and then take kitab end of the day. That, Ya Allah, from 10 today, alhamdulillah, I got 6 tonight. I got 6 right and 4 goals and passed me. And tomorrow should be a better day. So like this is the person who builds upon this, inshallah. He must khudade. And he brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives us the courage. As I say, the courage of a lion. That where we can fight upon us. It should not be himmat chor. That a person now, when he comes to a himmat, then he's a chor. Then he can't fight his nafs. But like that, at home, he's like a lion with the wife and the children. And when he comes to his nafs, then he lets everything go. Then he has no courage. And so all his thoughts, that the person, Allah Ta'ala has given every one of us the himmat, the courage to stand up and to take courage not to give in to nafs and shaitan. Apni aankh se har ne ye kehna, ae khuda apni kamil ghaza le. And at the time of tahajjud of sihri, that in the ah of my dua to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O my Allah, grant me your complete pleasure. For ridwanun min Allahi akbar. Rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. But to ask Allah ta'ala also, Allah grant me your pleasure. It should not be that we are in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person now, his wife is upset with him, she is down, mother's come me kare. He's not watching now. Even in the shop also, now he'll sort it out. But when Allah ta'ala is displeased, then the person is enjoying himself in sin. So to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete raza mundi. That Allah ta'ala be pleased with us all the time in this world, qabar and akhirat. This is the greatest thing we can enjoy from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to work towards it. Chain ki neen mushku sulade, that Allah give me, put me to sleep in such a way that I have chain ki neen, that I have complete chain. Khabe ghaflate mushku jagade, and Ya Allah wake me up from the dream of heedlessness. So my life is just coming out, don't wish I am going. All beautiful is the other pieces of, they make the niyat of your life. Don't be heedless and negligent, don't know now which way I am going. What's the purpose of life? Where am I heading to? Where what I want to achieve before I leave this world? It should not be khasir of dunya wal akhirah. That I lost out of this world, akhirah also. But it says, make the niyat of your life. Where you want to get to? The rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I am secure that before I leave this world, shall not be that mort saddens me when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased. And here the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, that we take it very lightly. We say, well, this is only makruh. That's serious. To eat the certain dishes is only makruh, nothing serious. Once in a while is all right. As the Hakim Sahib used to explain, although the makruh is mahbub. To say makruh, dislike by who? Dislike by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that moment they'll tell you, makruh inda Allah. Right now, you are makruh in the eyes of Allah, so it is your choice to be makruh in the eyes of Allah, mahbub and beloved in the eyes of Allah. The person Allah takes it to be his makruh, but in his need of life is Allah made you a mahbub and give me your rida for the rest of my life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so his need will grant him also. جلد سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے and oh my Allah to your karam and to your sifat of judge and your quality of pulling make me oh my Malik from those of taqwa, those of piety to your karam and to your judge and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he wishes to pull someone towards him then nobody can pull him back. But if you look at when Ali explains it in the hadith قُدْفِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that if you go a handstand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala can then arm the length. Towards the end he says that if you have to walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala said, أَتِيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً that I come sprinting, rushing to him. So he says, we know the sprint of the 100 meter sprinter in this world, how he sprints. وَلِلَّهِ وَنَثَلُ الْأَعْلَىٰ they're not sprinting for Allah. When Allah will rush towards you, we can imagine how Allah will rush. And Allah will pick you up from where and where, for which gutter, for which guna, for which sin. We know so many friends ourselves from how Allah will pick us up, from where Allah will pick us up and took us, and made us sit over here today. So we continue making the dua. Ya Allah, keep us, that the Ashikum, the Jina, the Ashikum, the Marna. And we live among them and die among them and make us Mahal Taqwa. Apne Astar to Ruswaha Sarna, Uske Aibu Kuyarab Kubade. And the great humility of the Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that, oh my Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, Ruswana Karna, don't humiliate me. Don't open my sins and my aib, my defects and my faults before the makhluk. Dear Allah, this in this world, as you covered me also on the day of Qiyamah, cover me also. Make my sattari. Dear Allah, as you covered all my faults in this world, it should not be on the day of Qiyamah. And here people patted me, mashallah. Hazrat, and you like this, and you like that. But my reality, I know better. Therefore we have to always keep on our eyes and our own nafs that we should not become too proud that where I am. It's only Allah Ta'ala's karam that will say that Allah Ta'ala is covering us every day. To such an extent Allah Ta'ala is covering this, not our, just not only our physical impurity. That too, Hazrat Wala says, what a job Allah Ta'ala is doing covering our physical impurity. In the dunya we have certain dumps to try to cover the smell, but they can't cover it. But what we are carrying permanently in our belly, Allah Ta'ala has hidden the smell. And sometimes you get a little seedy of it. Even the wife can't get the smell. But Allah Ta'ala is covering even our faults inside our heart. There has to be revealed. Allah Ta'ala is just making us look nice and making us smell nice every day. We look nice to the people, we smell nice, they come in close to us. Allah Ta'ala keep us in the time.
الہی اصلی احمد سے تو کر دے بات اگر اپنا الہی اصلی احمد سے تو کر دے بات اگر اپنا نہ انجم ہے ہمارے اور نہ یہ شم تو قمر اپنا نہ انجم ہے ہمارے اور نئے شم تو ہم اپنا سوا تیرے نہیں ہے کوئی میرا سنگ در اپنا سوا تیرے نہیں ہے کوئی میرا سنگ در اپنا کوئی حاجت رکھتا ہوں تیری چوکھٹ پہ کر اپنا کوئی حاجت رکھتا ہوں تیری چوکھٹ پہ کر اپنا خدا بندہ محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی سے خدا بندہ محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی رحمت سے کرے حسرتن پیدا تجھ پر یہ دل اپنا جگر اپنا کرے حسرتن پیدا تجھ پر یہ دل اپنا جگر اپنا میں کب تک نہ سے دشمن کی غلامی سے رہوں رسوا میں کب تک نہ سے دشمن کی غلامی سے رہوں رسوا تو کر لے ایسے ناسارا تو پھر بارے نگر اپنا تو کر لے
So when the person realizes himself how weak he is, then you realize that Banda is the Muslim. And so everything comes in the Hadith Sharif, your shoelace breaks, also ask Allah. For everything that we are dependent on Allah. Sometimes Allah says to us, He gives us good strength, I think I'm a strong person. Gives us a lot of knowledge, a lot of money, a lot of position, connection. Then we say, I've got everything. But it's nothing, it's just a bluff total. Allah alone is the ruler. And the connection with Allah that He has. And the shortcut of Allah, the threshold is in Sajda. When a person turns to Allah, he lifts his hands, and Allah has made it also so beautiful that if we lift our hands, we can see our hands, lift it up and see. On the right hand, what we see, there is a number of it, 18. And on the other hand, 81, which is 99, the 99 beautiful names of Allah. So in other words, you've got the keyboard to take from Allah at every time. So whenever you pick up your hands, you just take from Allah. And more greater than that is when a person gets Kaaba Sharif, and he gets the door of the Kaaba and the Murtaza, and what you say then there, the chocolate of Allah, the fresh hole, the doorstep of Allah, and Allah, a person is so to say, Allah is everywhere, and he can ask from wherever he is, but here now, so to say, you are right by the threshold of Allah, so you ask Allah for all your need. Ilahi, apne rahmat se tu kar de ba khabar, out of your mercy and kindness, give us your ma'arif. Let us know who you are. You are the one who sees to every need of ours. You are the only one that can do everything. Narrated when a person complains about his condition to other people, like some people who got a habit to explain, I got problems, and to people who can help or who can do something outwardly, that is in order. But just many of us just got a habit to complain all the time. So then Allah Ta'ala says that you are complaining of me who can do everything, to others who can do nothing. To complain about Allah. And Allah is just giving you a little scale. Allah wants to raise your position.
He gave you a little difficulty, little hardship,
whatever. But soon Allah Ta'ala, it will all be overcome. So you complain about He who can do everything to somebody who can do nothing. So we should turn to Allah. Like you have said, that every need, sincerely, we turn to Allah Ta'ala. Na anjum hai hamare, humne ye shamso, kamar apna. Now all these gatherings are not ours to have all this wonderful gathering. The sun and moon, in other words, all the attractions of this dunya, temptations of dunya that I got there, going for this kind of holiday, going to wear this kind of clothes, driving this kind of car, all brand name things, all nature special. These are not things for me. These are nothing. Siva tere nahi hai koi mera sanghe dar apna. Besides you, I got nowhere else to turn. You are my only one and I can only turn to you. Koi haajat ho, rakhta hu tere chaukhat par sar apna. If I have got any need, I come to you and I present it to you. May Allah make us like that we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And when we go to Allah Ta'ala also, then it isn't that always Allah gives the person immediately what he sees. And there's a lot of details to that, but one explanation also is that sometimes Allah loves the crime of a person. And so Allah doesn't give it immediately. Like sometimes your child, how the child is now, and they become what we say so cute, how they say, how they talk to you, so you want them more to talk. So you don't give them what they want, so more things they will say. So like that when a person turns to Allah, and like a child begging and crying, and this is also what Allah has given us, what a wonderful the tawaf. It's like running, begging of Allah Ta'ala, like a child running around its mother, this side, that side, mother turns the face, that side goes that side, just asking of Allah all the time. So like that, and the person, Allah Ta'ala, the tawaf of Baytullah, not one, two people, but continuously, like the whole stream. The people are just all the time. Just doesn't get less, it's just all the time, whether it's in the day or night, any time. And all have come for their love of Allah and the love of Allah. So this is that a person goes there, and then when he gets the opportunity and he goes to Muslim and begs of Allah Ta'ala. Khudawanda, Muhammad aisi deje apni rahmat se, O my Allah, to give me such a your love, such a love of yours. Kare akhtar fida kuchpar, ye dil apna, jigar apna. That we akhtar and the Hazrat said on behalf of everyone, that we should become such that we sacrifice everything for Allah. Our heart, our desires. And here we can see how many desires we have. We are eating some clothing or whatever else, and someone is saying it's not right. Now your desire is also there. And now that also, you see a woman, now you know one side is haram, another thing, but your desire is also there. So you sacrifice your heart, your everything for Allah Ta'ala. This is what we have to come to that level. And like that, it's very easy to speak, to hear, but when the actual test comes, at that time, what does a person decide? You're doing a deal with somebody, and now a fulfillment of something which is not correct according to Sharia. Now, can you just turn a blind eye at that time? And you see a big prophet there for the moment. Anything, that some argument, and you can just speak a lie there, and you can win the argument. With the wife or with anyone else, you just raise your voice a little. You make everyone keep quiet by raising your voice. So all these things here, that at that time, do you sacrifice yourself or you listen to Allah Ta'ala? میں کب تک نفس دشمن کے غلامی سے رہوں رسوا. How long am I going to stay disgraced by this nafs of mine, this is my enemy? How long am I going to follow my nafs and still do what my nafs wants me to do? Sometimes perhaps fajr also. Now a person is lazy to get up. Fajr time, it's cold, or it's a short summer night and you slept late also, and your head is just not right when you watch it raining or whatever. Azan is going, do you decide to sleep away, or do you decide that you are waiting for your namaz? So, and on many other times also, we have been tested all the time. In this world, all the time we have been tested. We should make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Ya Allah, every moment what I think, what I speak, what I steps I take, make it a means of coming closer to you. Not so going further away from Allah Ta'ala. Perhaps we are doing things, like right things, but with the wrong intention. That also is taking us away further from Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, that we control this nafs, and that Allah Ta'ala makes us his heed. To carry aise nakara ko phir bahari jigar apna. Such a useless person, a weak person, oh Allah, you make me yours again. I faulted. I made mistakes, but you picked me up. And you make me yours, oh Allah, besides you there is no one. Even myself, I realize I'm too weak, I can't manage it. You are the only one who can help me. So we turn to Allah and we beg Allah, continuously we beg Allah Ta'ala. Chura kar ghair se, دل کو تو اپنا خاص کر ہم کو چھڑا کر غیر سے دل کو تو اپنا خاص کر ہم کو میک اس ٹو سیپریٹ فرام ایوری ون ایلس اور ہاتھ مس ناٹ بی اٹیچ ٹو اینی ون اینڈ جس میک اس یور اسپیشل ٹائمس یوز ٹو سے دیٹ او اللہ دیٹ یو ہیو دا پاور آل دس دنیا تھنگس آر ٹو پل می ٹو ورک دیٹ sensations of dunya, involvement in dunya, all those things. But you are the super power that you can just separate me from them all and you just make me yours. So we react of Allah that Allah does this. And the person might also think that how long we are trying, but it's not happening still. But we have to keep on trying. We have to keep on trying. And then inshallah, Allah, if we keep on trying, Allah will make us. And if we did not reach that mark, then according to many indications in the hadith, before more Allah will put us there to confession. To fadl-e khas ko hum sab pe ya rab aam kar apna. Oh Allah, your special favor, your special fadl, which we are not entitled to. Even if we make ibadat, we're not entitled. So that is what Allah just gives you, nothing. And that special favors of yours, make it general upon all. Give it to all. Apne fadle khas ko hum sab pe ya rab aam kar apna sapna. The special favors of yours, make it general and let us all get the special favors of yours. Which also Hazrat refers to, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. That you can never meet your tazkiyah if it was not that fadl and that rahmat of Allah. So when we ask for tazkiyah, purification of our soul, we should ask Allah for that fadl and that rahmat of your God. By which you purify souls, you give us our tazkiyah, you purify us. So there is a murshid kamil to curb the has zarot. And Allah, by the fame, by the kindness of a murshid kamil, of a perfect guide, you make us, we who are crows, we are crows, you make us to be has. A beautiful bird, you make us in that beauty, that beautiful bird.
Swan.
So you make us like that. We are the lowest, and one of the names of Allah Ta'ala, one of the names of Allah, Hazrat explained the meaning that person who is completely down and out, finished within the worst jacket, that Allah Ta'ala turns him around and makes him say the best of us. So Allah, you make us like that. We are the worst, we are the filthiest, but your goodness, you are pure. And also, when a person says Subhanallah, Allah says, you said, I am pure, whether you say it or not. But because you say it, I will purify you. So we should read this tasbihat. Our zikr is also very, very important. We read our tasbihat, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due, all praise is due to Allah. But when we say it, Allah says, you said it, I will make qualities of praise in you. Your akhlaq, your character, your ibadat, your effort for deed, your Quran Sharif, your Hadith Sharif, and make it such that you become a praiseworthy. So this, by reading this tasbihat, Allah gives all this. Allah gives us to be regular. That is also a time when we are tested. Just little bit, our program changed a little. Today our tasbihat are gone. Today our zikr is gone. Today our ma'mulat, we have failed. We didn't do it. So this is also all details of death from Allah Ta'ala. کہ وقت خانقہ شیخ ہے قلب و جگر اپنا. And because it way person gets it is from the خانقہ, from his شیخ. So my heart and jigar is from my شیخ. From there I got all that. This is everything for me. So like that, we make ourselves have this quality. And then we will also give head ourselves over to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is the giver of his great and wonderful qualities. The Ghafoor se jo ki tawbah, to inqiraf mein akhtar. The tawbah also which I made of the Ghafoor, unmindfulness. I say, oh Allah, forgive me, but still I'm involved. I say, oh Allah, no more going to watch all wrong things on the phone, waste my time on sports, on cricket, soccer, etc. Waste my time on other things. I made it, oh Allah, you made Hamatan Mishwala hai, Dikar ka, Sham, Sahar, Kapna. All the time, oh Allah, let my occupation be that I remember you all the time. All these other things that a person gets involved in, and some things may be permissible, but it's also harmful, and other things which are totally wrong, which are makruh, undesirable. So to do those things also, the person stays away. And he does those things which are not lost. Then he becomes a beloved of Allah. So here also, that we occupy ourselves all the time in those things which Allah Ta'ala loves. And a person earns his rosy, nothing more. He can earn, and even earn more than what he needs. But his need is to use it for deen. To use it for deen's sake. And he earns more also to help out his friendly people, poor people, to go for Hajj Umrah, to go in Umrah, to go in Umrah, to go in Jamaat. For all good causes he makes niyat. There is no harm in that. But just to be all the time in that, and we got no time for our namaz. On namaz we just rushing in that. No time to give our time to go out in Chinda, etc. Now that shouldn't be the case. We can earn also, but do our deen side also. And for that earning also, we make a niyat for deen's sake. That we are earning also for the sake of deen, then this earning also becomes ibadah. Sometimes we think wherever is running shops and that, they are in dunya. And we are in deen all the time. No, that is also necessary. Don't just discard it like that. But it must be done correctly according to Sharia and with the limits of Sharia we do it. And that is also nothing wrong. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these great qualities, and that is the purpose of why we should become. That we get these qualities. Not just that we say and we attend it, etc., but that we, these are high things which are just put in a very easy way for us. If somebody speaks about Imaniyat at a very high level, we find it very hard, that where can we reach this level? When we read about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Buzurgan Adeen, what sacrifices they have made. But Hazrat has made it, and Hazrat has also said that for all times Allah Ta'ala put such people, Anbiya al-Mustalat wa-Salaam, the door is closed, nobody can ever come again. But after that, the Shaykh also, so according to the times, they give the medicine also. And if we try and follow the medicine of somebody of before, when people were strong also, their health was so strong, etc., then the people won't be able to manage it now. So Hazrat has given us very high things, but in a very simple way, and in a very sweet way. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we don't remain in ruckus in that also. And in the other point, which the previous one, where that Allah Ta'ala make us sleep of
chin.
That is obeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And the life of ghaflat, unmindfulness of Allah Ta'ala. That we stay away. And we are perhaps involved in that ghaflat, but we don't realize it also. We have to come out of that ghaflat of ours. Like, for example, a person is set aside and making namaz. But his namaz is of ghaflat. There is no dhyan in his namaz. No thought in his namaz, so he is to come out of that. A person is talking all the time, your friends, etc., outwardly guide. But perhaps you are committing ghibat in there, you are slandering people in there, so that also. So all these things, lot of ghaflat which we are not aware of, we have to try and come out of that also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and may Allah Ta'ala accept us for His deen, and His kamil and mukammal deen. And that rida of Allah, the love of Allah, that also, that completely. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh asked Maulana Thani Rahmatullah, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, for Allah Ta'ala always be pleased with us. So now that Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said, make dua that Allah Ta'ala becomes completely happy with him. Once Allah is happy with a banda, he doesn't then become unhappy. He stays happy with him forever. So we should beg of Allah for his kamil and mukammal. And we can add also for his permanence, that always Allah be pleased with us. That is very, very important. Otherwise, Shaitan, at one time, he was made so much ibadah, he seemed that he was in the pleasure of Allah. But in the knowledge of Allah, he was, even that time, he was maqdood, he was not beloved of Allah. So it must not happen like that, Allah protect us, that we are in some deception. And our heart between the fingers of Allah
to make us understand.
Otherwise Allah hasn't got fingers, later from his knee he says, Allah Ta'ala is above all this, but Allah can turn a person's heart also anytime, in any way. So we have to continuously fear Allah Ta'ala.